Hi, and welcome to another episode of Us Unfiltered, the podcast where we share personal stories and practical tips to help you manage your mental health. I'm your host, Adrienne Selena, and today is a totally different type of episode than I've ever done before, and it is just simply because I'm freaking tired, y'all. I'm exhausted. I'm not going to have a stereotypical episode this week simply because I have had a lot going on in my personal life, in my professional life. Most of it is very good things. I'm trying to get certifications in some stuff. I'm trying to, do my full-time job, which is just really hectic right now. I'm also trying to keep up with this podcast and schedule guests and write episodes. And on top of all of that, I've been dealing with some personal issues that have just been very challenging for me and difficult. And I've also been dealing with some physical health issues. I've been having really bad migraines. I used to get migraines really frequently, and then they stopped for a while, and now they've been kind of coming back out of nowhere. And so it's just been a lot, like all at one time. So I am deciding to just take this week as a break simply because my body just didn't have it in me to write a full episode this week. It's unfortunate, but it's true. So I'm going to use this episode and this time that I normally would have fresh content to kind of get you updated on some things to come, because there are some really cool changes that are going to be happening with Us Unfiltered here in the next few weeks. Next week, you can expect a back to normal kind of episode schedule. The episode is going to be all about coping with perfectionism and high functioning anxiety and how those two really correlate with one another. I can really speak to that issue because perfectionism and high functioning anxiety is something that I have dealt with for probably 15 years. It's something that I've really learned how to control and manage for the most part, but it's still something that I struggle with on a daily basis. So I feel like between my own personal experiences and how I've learned to cope through therapy, on top of, just doing a lot of research in this subject because I deal with it frequently, I wanted to share a lot of these insights with you because I feel like it's going to help. So definitely tune in next week. I also feel like that topic is a good one going into the holiday season because Thanksgiving is next week. As people who like to host or have parties or have guests over, perfectionism tends to kind of play into that. And then, if you are someone who is very anxious, being around social gatherings can be so trying. So I think it'll be a good topic going into the holiday season. The next couple of weeks after that, I'll have a couple of more episodes. One of those is going to be about coping with mental health throughout the holidays and about specific items like coping with loss and grief or coping with trauma around other loved ones that you maybe have had past experiences with. And then I'm going to do a season finale episode. I'm not going to share what the topic of that episode is going to be, but I'm very excited about the season finale. I feel like it'll really close out this whole season with positivity. We talk about a lot of heavy topics on this podcast, and I really want to focus on all the positive that we can bring out of personal development. After the season finale, you can expect about a 5 to 7 week pause from me. I am taking about a month off of work. It's not going to be entirely a month, but it's like 21 days basically is how many days I'm taking off. And I'm using that time to finish up all of my certifications to become a certified life, mental wellness, and physical health and wellness coach. I'm going to be taking all of those certifications to become an EMDR practitioner and a somatic wellness coach, so I can take what I'm learning in podcasts and in my research and apply it directly to a client. But I also feel like it's just going to bring so much more depth and richness to this show and to my listeners, and hopefully, continue this work that I'm doing here on a deeper and more impactful level. I'm also going to be taking this time off in between seasons to work on my podcast, really get things up and running with video and audio, and craft brand new content and episodes for the upcoming of season 2. And lastly, and most importantly, I am taking time off this winter break because I really need a mental rest. I have said this before in previous episodes, but I'm just going to be honest with you guys here today. I tend to run myself a little too much. I'm a very go-getter, very driven person, focused and determined, and all of those qualities are good qualities, but they can sometimes be hindrances to me getting proper rest and prioritizing my need for self-care. And I tend to kind of run myself into burnout. And so I'm really trying to prevent becoming totally burned out by giving myself plenty of time this winter to really mentally unplug, reprioritize the things in my life that I really need to be focusing on, and making sure I'm also prioritizing putting in appropriate times for rest into my schedule. Lately, I have not been doing enough of that, and that's why this week I have just felt totally overwhelmed. I went to sit down and write content this week and finish up a script and go to record, and I just felt totally zapped. I felt like I had no energy left to give, not just physically, but like truly mentally. It felt like my brain was just mush. I felt like I was having to force myself into being this person that I want to be on this show, of being able to, you know, reach people and help people and provide content that is going to be applicable to your life. But I was so drained this week, it felt inauthentic of me. It felt like I was not able to give because my cup was empty. So I wanted to be honest about that and just share that, because I could have just skipped the week and probably nobody would have noticed. It's not like I have a huge following. But I wanted to share that because that's what this podcast is all about. Us Unfiltered is all about sharing raw personal stories and practical tips and strategies to help you cope with your mental health. And it's also a coping mechanism for me in a way. And I realized, like, why am I pushing myself to do something that I do not even have the energy to do when this show is all about mental wellness? That's really what it should be about. I decided to use this episode today to let you know things that are coming in the future and just be honest with you guys and let you know where I'm at. We'll be back on schedule next week, 7 a.m. Wednesday. Please stay tuned. And if you do find this podcast helpful, or if you've had a few episodes that you've really enjoyed, please share them with others. Also, I'd love to connect with you. You can find me on TikTok or Instagram. Please feel free to reach out and ask me questions. And before I sign off, remember, mental health matters, and so do you.